Is she really going out with him?
Well, it's Thursday, which means we're that much closer to the weekend. And who doesn't love that? And who doesn't love punk rock? We know Jim Sullivan does. He's here to give us his top weekend arts picks. And of course, Jim Sullivan is a contributor to the Boston Herald and editor of the arts events website, JimSullivanInc.com. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Anthony.
So this music that we're hearing from your first pick, who is it?
This is The Damned. They were one of England's first punk rock bands way back in 1976. And if you told me back then that this band would be existing in 2011, I would have laughed and said, you are daft. And yet, here they are, or at least two of the founders, which are the singer, Dave Vanian, who often looks like a vampire on stage, and the guitarist, Captain Sensible, who sometimes sheds some of his clothing.
Right, and The Damned is going to be playing the entirety of their first album at the Middle East, right?
They are. They're doing that tonight, actually, around 9 o'clock. And then they're doing their best other album, which is called The Black Album, which is more of a psychedelic affair. I talked to Captain Sensible way back in 1989 when he was 37, thus middle-aged, and was asking him about being a punk at that age. And what he told me was, he said, well, you don't have to grow up, which I quite enjoy. You get a certain amount of freedom and you can still be angry because there's still the same foul things going on in the world.
That's The Damned playing at the Middle East downstairs tonight. Jim, what's your second pick?
Second pick would be Pompeii. At the Museum of Science, there's some stunning statues, medical instruments, gold bracelets, and the like, and you can certainly learn a lot about the way these people lived. But the most haunting display is the 30 or so plastic casts that are at the rear of the low-lit hall. Mm. These are casts of humans who didn't escape. There are about 32 of them, I think. They were trapped by the falling, scalding ash that came from the volcano and basically frozen forever, trapped in time. Bodies decomposed, but the spaces that they occupied remained. And then an archaeologist back in 1860 struck upon the idea of pouring cast into those cavities once the plaster set to the surrounding ash was removed. And you got these images of human beings and animals actually caught at the moment of death.
So that's A Day in Pompeii at the Museum of Science. So, Jim, I have a pick, and it begins this way.
All right.
And we're listening, of course, to the great, late John Coltrane and his track, My Favorite Things. I'm recommending the 34th anniversary John Coltrane Memorial Concert, which takes place Saturday night at Northeastern's Blackman Theater. And this year, the concert has a bit of a WBUR hook because it's going to be honoring José Masó, who's been hosting Con Salsa on WBUR just about since forever. And the event will feature the John Coltrane Memorial Ensemble, which is a group of 14 Boston-based musicians who've been memorializing Train's great music for the past 34 years. So that's John Coltrane Memorial Concert with José Masó Saturday night at Blackman Theater. So, Jim, time for one more pick, a little bit of blues, right?
Yeah, blues, country, soul, folk, Amos Lee. He is at House of Blues on Saturday, and he scored this year with his fourth album. I mean, he's been on an upward ascent for a little while now, but his fourth album, Mission Bell, actually entered the charts at number one, and he's playing it out. This is his second tour through Boston this year, and his heroes, which you can hear in his music, are people like Bill Withers and John Prine, kind of mellow, very intellectual, and very emotionally moving.
Well, we have some tape from Amos Lee. This track is called Windows Are Rolled Down from his new album, Mission Bell.
Windows are rolled down. Sun is setting high.
That's a nice sound, Jim.
It is. I think with Amos, he's got a very kind of mellow, groovy sound on record, and that comes through live as well. And I talked to him the other day about what he does live, and about kicking it up a little bit, and what he said was there's this dynamic of when you have eight people in a room, that's his band, throwing the energy off each other. And he said you bring in the live element with the people in the house, and then all this energy, it depends, and hopefully all the music is serving the song. He says, I try not to change it too much. I try to keep the song in mind and the energy level appropriate for the tune I'm playing.
Well, that's Amos Lee at the House of Blues in Boston on Saturday night. Jim Sullivan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
That's Jim Sullivan, contributor to the Boston Herald and editor of the arts events website, JimSullivanInc.com. There's more information on Jim's picks and on mine on our website, RadioBoston.org.
Moon is hanging low.
Coming up, the rapid proliferation of the privately owned public space in America and what that means for free speech. Think Occupy Wall Street. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.